Remember, the quiet ones always have the darkest secrets. It's time to uncover them on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
Well, I think Diddy's done. He is behind bars in Manhattan right now and will likely be there for quite some time. If his picture of him in the park the day before or the day of his arrest says anything, I think he was doing a lot of contemplating life the last couple of days before the arrest took place. Joining me to discuss what happens from here, Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. So let's just start with this. Your reactions to Diddy being taken down on Monday night.
You know, it's a massive development. And the way that the takedown happened was a little bit unusual. It sounds like the defense had arranged for an arrest to happen the following day. But instead, authorities came the day prior and arrested him kind of by surprise. Now he is in custody for the duration.
Why do you think that is? Why did they move in so quick? I know his defense attorney made a statement outside of the courthouse, something to the effect, explain what the strategy might be here for getting the arrest early.
You know, it looks like Diddy came voluntarily to New York to surrender. So he was cooperating. I wonder if the authorities got wind of additional information. So there's been allegations that Diddy has engaged in witness tampering, cover-ups, bribery, that kind of thing, including as the investigation has been pending. And I'm just wondering if authorities had some concern that if they don't lock him up soon, there could be more damage done to the case.
Well, do you think there's any concern of being a flight risk at any point? I mean, because he was, from what we understand, the next day, Tuesday, he was supposed to be turning himself in. I mean, you're coming down to the wire. He knows it's not going to be good, probably never going to see freedom again. So if he's going to bounce, Monday night would have been the last opportunity to do so. Was it preventative of, like, just in case? I mean, he's got the money. If he wanted, even those passports are surrendered and all that, if he wanted to get out, he could get out.
Exactly. Just by his nature, Diddy has the resources to, you know, go to Honduras and and disguise his appearance and disappear forever. I think that's certainly a concern, but it sort of cuts against some of Diddy's efforts to allegedly cooperate or at least come to the jurisdiction and surrender himself. But certainly flight risk is always top of mind with a defendant like this.
Obviously, lots of charges against him, sex trafficking, and RICO charges as well. It's also what they were able to bring R. Kelly down on. Can you explain that a little bit for the folks who don't quite get what that all means with the RICO charge?
Yeah, so RICO is this federal law that was implemented really to target organized crime, mafia types, that kind of thing. But it's been used more expansively since its inception. What it entails is that there is an ongoing pattern of illegal activity, multiple crimes over a duration of time that involves a criminal enterprise. So a larger organization, a lot of additional players who we might hear about in the coming weeks or months.
And that's what I'm wondering about when we're talking about additional players here. Just speculating, do you think these additional players are going to be relatively unknown to the general public, or could, I guess potentially anything's possible, but could some of these additional players be people that are fellow celebrities of like Diddy?
Excuse me. So I think that it's probably going to be a mix of both. You know, the government allegedly has video evidence of some of these freak-offs, these orchestrated sex performances that were allegedly attended by high-profile individuals. What involvement did those folks have in potentially recruiting alleged victims, in participating in the activities? That is where we could see some high-profile folks being implicated. I think there will also be some lower-level folks, such as personal assistants and such, who allegedly had some participation.
That's the big question here right now. Who else was involved with Diddy? And I think it's more so the curiosity from a celebrity standpoint. There's, like you said, there's different levels of this. There's people who actually orchestrated the things, and there's probably people who just basically participated in the things. Obviously, they're depending on their level of involvement is going to depend if they can even bring charges against some people, if they were aware of how all this was orchestrated. But certainly reputation damaging to any celebrity who's going to be named in any of this. With something like this, I mean, celebrity or not, if you're someone who's participating in this sort of thing, his freak offs or whatever it may be, that was some sort of illegal activity, but you didn't necessarily have knowledge or orchestrate any of it. Are the feds sensitive to anybody's reputation in any of this, or will names be named whether or not they have charges brought against them or not?
At least in terms of how the feds have handled this so far, they've been a little bit tight-lipped. When you look at the 14-page indictment, it doesn't reference any other specific person by name except for Diddy. And I think what the feds are doing is they're sort of signaling to these folks, hey, you're in sort of the danger zone here. And unless you want us to out you, you should come to the government and become a cooperating witness. We'll give you likely immunity. So I think that they're kind of playing this close to the vest until it all blows up, which I imagine is going to come down the pike pretty soon.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.